You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Third and final hour here now upon us. I told you at the top of the show tonight, I spent the early afternoon out with my family. We were enjoying a fall day, taking some family pictures. One of those I posted to our Twitter feed, at James Edwards TPC, at least of the kids. Well, anyway, my wife called me a little bit after we started the show tonight, and she asked for a favor. She said, would it be possible for you to take off an hour early tonight and us go out to – actually, she's here at the studio right now, so I'll let her say, tell you for herself what she said.
Just to take off 1 hour early.
Just 1 hour early, because, you know, we
– Just one.
We never get a Saturday night out because I'm always working. I think the last time I took any time off on the Saturday was back in June when we were out of town for the – for the annual family vacation down in Florida. So anyway, she asked, and I said, well, I'll sure try for you. If you've ever seen how good she looks, you know you'd want to try for that. But I said, it doesn't depend just on me. If I take off, somebody's got to do something. I mean, we got to have something. But thankfully, we've got Eddie the Bombardier Miller and the one and only Sam Bushman, who were already lined up to carry some weight this hour, but now they're going to do some real heavy lifting. They're going to carry the whole hour. So basically, we're going to have Sam and Eddie.
Thank you so much for doing that. I couldn't be more thankful for y'all to be a supportive and always there for us. So thank you so much for doing that. A night out with my husband is very rare, and he's special to me. So 1 hour, just us with no kids, is very special. So
well, you got me here. I'm a kid. Well, I got to say something about Danny.
Thank you.
And we got to go to Sam.
I've never done this before. I hope it's going to be all right.
We've been in many conferences, confrontations. We've had all kinds of crap to hit the fan. Ever since I've known Danny, she has never sided against Pawpaw. She's always been on Peppy's side.
It's true, because I love you.
I love you, too, and we would do anything for you. I guarantee
you. All right. But bottom line is, I say all that to
she
say this.
She just feels sorry for Grandpa. That's
it. We're going to take. I'm going to lead. He said, you just feel sorry because Eddie's so old. But all right, listen. I'm gonna jam out, folks.
I kick 16 miles today, man.
Saturday night with my wife. And I'm going to turn it over to the more than capable hands of radio veteran Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio, host of Liberty Roundtable Live Monday through Friday, libertyroundtable.com. He's going to continue on with Vegas. He's going to carry out the rest of this segment. Then he's going to bring Eddie back on at the top of the next segment. They'll talk about Vegas for another segment or two. Who knows what they'll get into then in the third segment, and then Scoop's going to close out the show tonight. So that's it for me. Over to Sam and Eddie, but first with Sam. Thank you both guys for giving me a little
bit. You're welcome.
Thank y'all.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, now that James is gone, we're going to take off the gloves. We're just going to get it done. We're going to bust out and make it happen. Sam and
that's
Eddie
right.
Got this. We're talking about Vegas. And I'm going to start out by laying out a few facts. A lot of people are into the conspiracy theories. A lot of people are into the, I got an opinion about this. Okay, I'm going to set aside all that for a second, and I'm going to focus on some real important facts that you got to know. And I'm going to start out with a narrative of the mainstream press, okay? Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they first peddled fake news about this big time. They started out saying, hey, this guy's a Trump hater. This guy's extremely liberal. This guy's tied into Antifa. And that was all spread by Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, which I know is part of Google. I get it. And then they had to retract all that and go, wait a minute. No, that's not true. Sorry, we peddled fake news. Then they come back now, and Google is trying to say, hey, we got to manipulate the YouTube search engine results because there's too many people out there peddling fake news. And I just want to say that Liberty News Radio does not peddle fake news. We're clear when we're giving you commentary. We're clear when we're providing opinion. We're clear when we're stating facts. We have no agenda except for transparency and liberty, and we're very clear about that. And I'm just telling you right now, all those fake news folks out there have to eat crow, and we don't. So let's start with that reality check on the big mainstream thugs that are now running around trying to manipulate. By the way, if anybody has a motive, it's the mainstream press and the gun control tyrannical activists. They are the ones that have a motive in this case. If we're going to run around and pretend there's no motive, there's two people that are gaining from this right now. The media, they're all running around and going, oh my goodness, we can't have all these alternative people peddling fake news. You better pay attention more to the mainstream press. That's what they're doing after they peddled fake news right out of the gate. And they're still peddling fake news. Well, the other folks, the gun control Nazis, these people literally have stopped legitimate gun rights bills in Congress. Now they've flat out shut them down completely. They have turned that pro-gun train around. And they have now, ladies and gentlemen, literally put anti-gun bills in the hopper. And they have got the Republicans, the Democrats, the left, the right, the liberal, the conservative, or at least so-called conservative. They've got everybody on board, except for real honest conservatives, to literally sell us down the river and promote gun control because of a so-called crisis that I submit to you is a manufactured crisis. You're going to say, Sam, how do you know that? Where's your evidence? Well, it's a crisis whenever anybody murders a bunch of people. No doubt about that. That is legitimately a crisis. We'll get into the details and break it down in a minute, but that is the legitimate crisis. What is not a crisis is pretending that this is the biggest news of the day for weeks on end. That's a manufactured, manipulated crisis with all kinds of fake details, narratives, such as guns kill people. No, folks, guns do not kill people, okay? These special devices that automatically fire a weapon, okay? They don't kill people. Let me tell you what kill people. People kill people. All right? And some of them do so because they're mentally ill. Some of them do so because they're in black ops government operations. But neither case does what the media does, which is make this an absolute fiasco. Do you realize that in a month, more people die in Chicago, black-on-black crime, than died in this crisis? And it happens every single solitary month for my whole lifetime and more? I'm 50 Absolutely. Freaking years old, my fellow Americans. And it's been going on, and no one makes a big deal of it. Okay? We've murdered 60 million of the most innocent among us baby abortions. And no one gives a peep. I speak up and they tell you that I'm a racist or a religious fanatic. And then they act like this is huge news. Now, I'm not minimizing the life that was lost in Vegas. What I'm trying to do is put it into realistic perspective. How do the 58 lives, or 59 if you count the shooter, at least the so-called shooter, those 59 lives, how are they more important than the lives in Chicago that are lost every month? How are they more important than the people that are aborted every day? I say all lives matter. I say all this is criminal activity, and I just don't want it to be taken out of context, out of perspective, for a political agenda. See, they jumped to the political agenda right from the start. Hey, this guy had all kinds of weapons. I mean, by golly, he brought 23 hardcore military guns right into the hotel. Why don't you start
5,000 cameras.
Why don't you start showing me them videos then, ladies and gentlemen?
Amen.
All I'm telling you right now is you're being played for suckers, hook, line, and sinker. Sam and Eddie will break it down. James isn't even here, so there's no governor. We're going to rock and roll in seconds on your radio.
Amen. We're going to cut her loose.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Like what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, Her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, there's a term the Founding Fathers used called cui bono. It means who benefits. Right now, the mainstream press is benefiting because they're trying to shove us all out of the news and say we paint fake news, but they're the biggest fake news purveyors. Now they're trying to control all their search algorithms to not let you hear from us because they're afraid. All right. Now, it turns out the gun control advocates are getting a lot done. They've literally shut down all the pro-gun bills, and they've literally turned the train around, and now you got Paul Ryan, Donald Trump, and everybody and their dog ready to go ahead and shut down your gun rights. Now, they're starting very innocently with these so-called gadgets that turn a gun, they say, into fully automatic, but that's a lie in and of itself. It doesn't change the firing mechanism of the gun at all. All it does is work on recoil and literally make the gun fire faster than you could with your finger. But it doesn't change the mechanism. They're not even illegal. They're playing games with you. They're controlling the narrative. And I want to point out a couple of things that you don't know first. Okay, here's the bottom line. They have an agenda, and that is to promote gun control and to create mass hysteria. They want you to believe you can't go anywhere or there's a sniper somewhere. Al-Qaeda's behind you. He's going to kill you. It might be a white domestic supremacist or it might be somebody from Al-Qaeda. But either way, the bottom line is this. There's two main things they're ignoring. Every one of these mass shooters is either on psychiatric drugs, antidepressants. They go hand in hand with shooters. They tend to be loners. And they're either on drugs, by the way, prescribed and promoted by your government, or they're Muslims, okay? The bottom line is that's crazy. Now, really quick, just so you know, the NRA, the White House, and Donald Trump are all open to regulations or controlling these things called bump stocks, all right? Everybody is ready to start banning those. That's the camel's nose in the tent for gun control. All right, now, last couple of points really quick, then we'll go straight to Eddie. Here's what you don't know about this case. Officials are now examining if somebody else was in the Vegas shooter's suite. Yeah. It turns out there was a charger, a cell phone charger, that does not belong to any of the phones of the shooter. Furthermore, Garage Records, in other words, you know, the folks that do the valet stuff, Garage Records show that during a period when Pattis' car left the hotel, one of his key cards was used to get into his room. So the bottom line is either he got in his room and somebody had his car, or somebody went in his room when he was gone. Furthermore, they're now documenting that this guy went on a bunch of cruises with his girlfriend, and he took several trips to Europe and to the Middle East. Last point. You know that the United States created ISIS. Donald Trump told you they did back when he was on the campaign trail. He won't say a thing now, but he did then. And really, we created ISIS. We fund, train, and arm Al-Qaeda and ISIS, right? Well, they claimed responsibility for the attacks. We claim there's no evidence associating that. But at the same time, he took several trips to Europe and to the Middle East. At the same time, Garage Records shows somebody went into his room. Okay, the bottom line is they're lying to you, and they're changing the news every second. And they're giving you fake news. Eddie, go.
All that doesn't matter. You know what? All we need, I've just got to, and I know you know, I know I'm preaching to the preacher. I've got this thing in my hands called Aid and Abet, Police and Military Newsletter. Police and Military Against the New World.
That's the old Jack McLam piece, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. He's not Jack McLam's not alive. God rest his soul. But it used to be called Vampire Killer 2000 is what that thing
was. I've got it in my hand right now, even as we speak. And all we need is a good – and you'll remember you were the last – you were with me one time. I gave you a little speech. And it came right out of, you know, some of your stuff. All we need is a constitutional sheriff, a constitutional grand jury – a constitutional county, a constitutional prosecutor, and we need, they can pass 557,000 illegal, unconstitutional bills a day, bump stop, jump stops, monk stops. And all we could do say is that is totally unconstitutional under Article 10 of the United States Constitution. We don't care what you pass, we ain't going to do it. And all we need is a sheriff like the good sheriff Dave Mathis of Big Corn County, Wyoming, who kicks out. Folks, he kicks out the Fed, and he lets the Fed come in at his discretion. The Fed has to come in every time the Fed, and he's not the only sheriff to do this. Sam can name a bunch of them. Sam has interviewed a bunch of these constitutional sheriffs, and he knows I'm
Sheriff
right.
Sheriff Brad Rogers is one of the best ones.
One of the best, one of the very best. They have to come, the feds have to come a-crawling and present papers, and if their papers are in order, and if the good sheriff says their stuff is in order, if the sheriff thinks they've got a case, then maybe they can execute their warrants or whatever. But if he don't think they got a case, guess what? They got to get the heck out of his county, or guess what? They're going to wind up in jail. Sam, that's what we have to do. We need constitutional people. We need to educate the citizens of this country that we don't have an almighty federal government.
You're
we
right.
We don't have a bunch of almighty Satan-worshiping pedophile people in Washington, D.C. that are going to cram this new order or this new world order stuff down our throat. We're going to stand up, and we're going to do like the founding fathers have said. We're going to back the Constitution come hell or high water. And you know what? There's a lot more of the Sam and the Eddies and Jameses and a lot more sheriffs, you know, the constitutional sheriff that we are them. And they're not the all-powerful force that people act like, oh, the New World Order, they're so powerful, they're all-powerful. No, they're not. There's a million of us. For every one of them, there's a million of us, Sam. And that's all we have to do. We have to start negating this crap. What do you say to that, Sam?
I say, ladies and gentlemen, the Wizard of Oz just got exposed. Right?
Uh-oh.
You just pulled back the Wizard of Oz, the curtain on the Wizard of Oz.
Amen, brother.
The wizard just got exposed. You know, Eddie's exactly right. But, you know, the reason that I document all this is because the mainstream press has changed their narrative so many different times. On one hand, this guy's an evil guy that's got a gazillion guns. On the other hand, his brother says that he doesn't know much about guns. He's not a gun guy. His wife or ex-girlfriend says he's just a peaceful gentleman. She can't imagine him doing stuff like this. But then some neighbors and some folks in bars say, oh, the guy's weird and he's mean to his girlfriend. And, you know, we're just painting everything as completely duplicitous. But I submit to you this. We don't have any evidence of really what the scoop is. Everything contradicts and we have no hardcore facts that we can trust. But here's what I know. It was
smokescreen. Can you spell smokescreen?
That's right. It was 79 minutes from the time they documented the first shots heard to when they literally kicked in the door, went into his hotel room, and claimed he was dead. And my real question to all of you is, what happened during those 79 minutes? Okay.
Great point.
Did this guy literally hang out in his hotel room? Was he coaxed into doing this? Or was he told to set this all up because, hey, they were going to catch somebody else? Was he a patsy for something? Did they tie him up, do all this, then kill him and leave him to blame? I don't know. And I'm not going to paint conspiracy theories. But what I'm telling you is that theory is just as likely as anything else they've come up with. But for 79 minutes, this guy was supposedly alone. I doubt he was alone. I'm convinced that there was somebody involved other than him, because this was pulled off with military precision. And when you've got security up the wazoo, you got the cameras that you got, I don't think an individual could pull it off without making the mistakes that would have got him caught. And I'm telling you right now, it went off to perfection. And this guy didn't even really have the knowledge to make that happen.
Sam, you know what? If we don't have to prove it, like, just say, for instance, we were going to a grand jury. All we would have to have is enough evidence to send this to trial. And Sam, you've already laid out enough evidence to go to 10 trials.
I got enough evidence to say, you know what? Who has the motive? Government in bed with media. Nobody else has a bigger motive than the gun control advocates in your government and the mainstream press who want to tell you not to listen to us because we're supposedly fake news. And they're peddling fake news everywhere. They act like they act like they know he was a lone wolf at first. Well, they lied.
Well, the guy was in the hotel 3 days, but there's been lies. He was in 3 days before the hotel people said he checked in. I mean, there's been lie after lie after lie after lie. Sam, you've laid out enough evidence. We could go to 10. We could go to 10 grand
juries. But we're
going
to tell you the solution in addition to the county sheriff in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening.
Sheriff Mack. Get Sheriff Mack up there.
To the Political Cesspool Radio Program.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A recent survey by CNBC shows that 34% of the people of this country think the economy is in excellent or good condition and will improve. That's the highest confidence level since that survey started a decade ago. The continued rise in the stock market is part of the reason for the optimism. Many people think that this will eventually result in a boost for President Trump's approval rating that has shown a slight uptick in the last couple of weeks. However, his base is holding solid. Most sitting presidents do get a bump when the economy is good, and they tell pollsters they are optimistic about the future. A lot is being said about President Trump's recent visits to disaster areas. There are always presidential watchers, no matter who the president is. Of course, his last visit was a solemn one to Las Vegas, a four-hour trip to the stricken city. The president and Melania visited the wounded in hospitals, offering prayers and condolences. He and the first lady met with the police, the sheriff, first responders. Mr. Trump praised their heroism. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Eddie's got some quick house cleaning, and then we'll just launch right back in, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Sam. I would like to send out a special hello and special prayers to my dear, dear, dear friend Hank in Florida. Hank, I'll have to call you soon. I'm so sorry. I've been not calling you. I've been trying to give you some private time because I know you've had a great upheaval and a tragedy in your life. But the bombardier has thought about you every single day. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon, and I will be calling you soon, Hank. If you don't want me to call me, if you're not ready for calls, just let me know. But I love you. I love your wife. And everybody here at the cesspool loves you. I'd just like to put that out there. Hope you're listening tonight, Hank. I really do. And God bless you.
Amen to that. A big shout out to Hank of love from the cesspool family. There you go.
All right. From the Liberty Roundtable.
Amen to that. Liberty News Radio at large. That's for sure. All right. Now, another point that you ought to know is, I don't know if you know this, but Mr. Haddock, on a night before he went berserk, they claim, I don't know if you know, he twice called security at the Las Vegas hotel where he was staying to complain about loud music. They say the noise was coming from the floor below his. Now, let me just ask you a question.
Strange.
You were really in your room holed up and you were going to break glass out of windows, you were going to go ahead and use a hammer to kind of break down a door between your rooms, you were going to bring in and set up tripods, bring in ammo, and bring in like 23 guns, and you were really going to rock and roll, and you're focused on the... Do you really think you'd be calling security? And what if the security came up and wanted to come in your room? Or what? Remember, the guy supposedly had cameras out in the hall, right? Would you really draw that kind of attention to yourself if, like, you were really going to do this? All I'm telling you is every area we discuss it, things do not add up is the point. And they're driving for an agenda. All right, they're doubling down on the agenda. But let me just stop for a second and say, does it matter what his motive was? Whether he was a Muslim, whether he was on hardcore government-prescribed drugs, whether he was just a mentally ill case and went berserk, none of that really matters.
No.
Except to say this, what could have prevented it? And number one, the government drug cartel, the Big Pharma, if we didn't have that and putting people on these psychotropic drugs, almost every case in modern history in America, someone's been on some of these psychotropic drugs. This guy was on Valium. All right. Now, in addition to that, would stop the government from dispensing these drugs that made people go crazy berserk. But the next thing is this. I always talk about God, family, and country. And I put God
right
first,
on.
Family second, country third. Let me just play a what if scenario with you. Imagine if. And so you can answer when I say imagine if something, and then you can respond, Eddie. Imagine if, instead of the so-called shooter that they blame it on, I'm going to call it the patsy. Imagine if the patsy grew up in a stable home. He grew up with a father that was a bank robber. He grew up with a single mom trying to raise four boys. He grew up with his other brother beating the crap out of him every day. Just imagine if that poor boy grew up instead with an intact mother and a father that loved him. And they taught him to go to church every Sunday and to obey the Ten Commandments of God, thou shalt not kill. And that's a sacred document given to you by prophets of God, because God is your Father in heaven and he loves you. And he's real and he exists and he's given you these guidelines for your safety and your security, Stephen. And just imagine if you had an intact mother and father that taught him the Ten Commandments and to believe in God and Jesus Christ. And do you think we'd be discussing this, Eddie? Imagine it.
No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. They would have to go get another patsy. And you mentioned that you're absolutely right, Sam. And, you know, me and Sam said during the break, really the only thing that's going to stop this in this country, people, is like Sam said, the Ten Commandments, going to church, teaching your kids to worship the one true God. That's in a mass revival in this country. That's the only way we're ever going to get back to normal city in this country. And, Sam, I'd like to point out to you, too, the pharmaceutical industry, I would say, Sam, and you know what I'm talking about. I know I'm preaching to the preacher again because me and Sam are, like, hooked to the brain, Velcro to the brain. We got MK Ultra, which is old hat. They've got better stuff than MK Ultra now. But MK Ultra, Sam, as you well know, they were very heavy into using these mind-altering drugs into training people, like probably this dude that was up there at the hotel. And Sam, you mentioned something that is just, I mean, that's just Alice in Wonderland, that the guy's beating out windows and he's got cameras out in the hall. He calls security. I mean, if that's not a false flag, if that's not a government-sponsored false flag, there's no green apples in Washington, D.C. I mean, that you nailed it, Sam.
It's beyond imagination. He's going to be calling security the night before, and he's got all that stuff. Just imagine if they came up and wanted to talk to him and saw something. I'm just telling you, if he was as careful as they make it sound, he would never take that chance.
The guy had to be drugged out of his mind, Sam. He was
or maybe he was completely sane. Maybe he wasn't drugged. Maybe he was just flat out tied up, forced to write some kind of notes to make it look like him, forced to go on video that they'll release later, and then they just simply did their dirty deeds as an assassination team and killed him and left him there to be the patsy. Who knows?
I'm not
saying that's the facts. Okay, let me be very clear. I'm not saying that is the scenario. What I'm saying is that we cannot take anything for granted at this point because the fake news folks in bed with your government are all in full force to lead you astray. I'll tell you that right now.
Sam, I agree with you wholeheartedly. His motive, whoever did this, whoever the shooter was, whoever did the shooting, we don't even know for sure if that dude did the shooting. But I agree with you, Sam.
Now, there's also evidence of multiple shooters. There's muzzle flashes and different things from other floors in the building. There's audio sound bites that make it sound like there's different shooting locations. I mean, there's so many. Now, do those point to facts? No, they don't. But they point to questionable realities, that's for sure.
There's so much high-tech stuff, Sam. They could broadcast that, Sam, from all over the town. But here's the thing. The motive, nothing matters except the results. You know, the old Hegelian dialectic. You create a problem, you supply the solution. The only thing these people care about, Sam, and I believe you agree, is the outcome.
Create mass hysteria.
That's right.
Attack the white man.
That's right. Attack the guns.
Promote gun control. Stop any pro-gun opportunities. Promote gun control to the nth degree. Hide the drug connection, hide the Muslim connection, act like it was a whacked out guy with no motive, accomplish all these other tasks, and make everybody else paranoid to even exist.
And make these people more sheeple to think, oh, we have to have a government take care of us. We can't possibly take care of ourselves. You know, I can't trust myself with a gun. I see people every day, Sam, in Midtown here, which is like, Schwabing in Munich, Germany. I was there for a while. You know, it's like the hippie USA, you know, and they say, oh, I can't, I wouldn't have a gun in my house. And I'll tell them, you know, a gun is just a tool, like a lawnmower, hedge clippers, a car, you know, it's a chainsaw, an egg beater. It's just a tool. It doesn't have a brain of its own. But, you know, and one lady said that she was so scared to have a gun. She heard some guy was coming into her house one night, and she was so scared of having this gun her husband had left her with. I said, well, you think you were scared of that gun? How scared do you think the burglar would be if he was looking down the barrel of a 12-gauge shotgun, honey pie? I mean, I guess I get kind of off track there.
Yeah,
but,
by the way, I call guns rape me nots, because when women have them, then they don't get raped. They're called rape me nots. If they're going to call them assault weapons, why don't we call them rape me nots?
That I got to remember that. That will stop a rape cold.
Yeah, what if that guy
track.
Comes around the corner with lust in his eyes and she just simply levels the rape me not and says, my friend, scram or you're dead.
All lust will be gone.
Yes, sir.
Hey, lust be gone.
Rape me not.
Rape me not and lust
be gone. Hey, amen to that. But all I'm telling you is the only thing that'll stop these crimes, ladies and gentlemen, is to teach people to believe in God, family, and country. So imagine if he had intact family that taught him the Ten Commandments and to believe in God's law, thou shalt not kill. Now imagine further if he had brothers that were kind to him and relationships with people that were fruitful and beneficial, mutually kind relationships where he had... he felt a sense of belonging to family, belonging to friends. This guy was an ultimate loner. Imagine if not only did he have God and family intact, but the evils of gambling. You study gambling, and I'm telling you right now, these crack cocaine of the gambling industry, that's what this guy was into big time. Just imagine you study the ills of gambling on society, and it is beyond this world. The abuse that takes place, the addiction that takes place, gambling is a curse to epic proportion. Just imagine if this guy was, you know, helping, you know, Katrina victims or some of the modern hurricane victims with his money as opposed to just gambling it up. Just imagine if he had a loving wife and children that depended on him, and he worked hard every day, and he spent his time at the football field or the baseball field with his kids, or the concert with his daughter, or the play with his wife, or going out to dinner with a dear friend, or kind of like Eddie Miller reached out to a friend in Florida that was. Just imagine if he had people around him like that. Would we be discussing this, Eddie?
No way, Jose. No way, Jose, unless they got them another patsy. That'd be the. But you know what, Sam? If we had a mass revival like you and I talked about in the break, if we had a mass revival and people turned to God, truly turned to God, you know, we could solve it. But I'm telling you what, and I know Sam and me are hooked at the brain on this. As long as this country continues to turn its back on God, Sam mentioned the gazillion abortions, the gazillion shootings we have every day in Chicago. As long as we continue to turn our back on God, God is going to let us. He's going to continue to let this happen. Because Sam's
believing kind, ladies and gentlemen, but there are consequences of choices.
We have to obey God. That's the only way we're going to get out of this.
Hang tight, Scoop in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Political Cesspool. James ain't here, so we're taking off the gloves. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Vegas Sheriff Lombardo said that he has reason to believe that Paddock did not act alone. He further has more reason to believe that he planned to remain alive and or escape after carrying out the mass murder. What made him change his mind? See, all I'm telling you is everything is duplicitous. Everything is confusing. It's intentional to lead us astray, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, my humble opinion is that we don't have the whole story. I don't know what really is the case. But I would say I agree with the sheriff. We have to assume he had help. I agree with the sheriff that if he planned to leave, something changed. Who forced the change? We're getting more and more and more evidence that there's more to this picture than meets the eye. And none of that really matters. What matters is, unless we double down on God, family, and country, just imagine if there was not the scourge of gambling backed by government. We wouldn't even have Vegas, Eddie.
No, we wouldn't. We certainly wouldn't. You're absolutely right. Once upon a time in my life, back in my younger days, you mentioned crack cocaine. I'm going to tell you what, the crack cocaine of the crack cocaine is the craps table. I've told people, if you do not want to get addicted to gambling, do not shoot craps, because that's the most addictive game there is. Another point too, Sam, if this guy actually thought he was going to come and just cut loose with 23,000 guns and he was going to get away.
No, 23 guns.
Houdini. Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of over-exaggerating. Who
but yeah, your point is well taken. What did he expect to do? Have his fingerprints on nothing and get away? All no, I'm telling you is, the logic doesn't make sense that he would be super smart to pull off this high-tech military-style operation, but yet be so stupid that he wouldn't realize he couldn't get away. I mean, come on now.
Who's
kind of like redneck, high-tech, gun-toting military ignoramus out there going to do this. It's crazy. All right. Mr. Paddock, by the way, they say was not even widely known among the city of Vegas's serious gamblers. He was not known as a whale or one of the highest rollers. How does that work? He was a big gambler that was worth millions, but he wasn't really even known. Okay, I'm just telling you, this is the weirdest thing in the world. All right, enough of that, but until we turn back to God, we're not going to have any solutions on these things, folks, because people don't have
it'll get worse.
Morals. It's just going to get worse. All right, Scoop, you're on the radio, sir.
Thank you, Sam, and good evening, Political Cesspool family. All I can say is, wow, this is one for the record books. But then again, you know, this is Liberty News Radio.
Hey, can I tell you something funny real quick?
Sure.
The Food and Drug Administration told a Massachusetts bakery that they had to remove love as an ingredient list in their recipes.
Oh, that's off the scale, stupid.
Yeah, buddy, you can't even have love in your cookies anymore, man, because that might just make people feel good or something like that, you know?
What if you put hate in them?
Go ahead,
Eddie,
Scoop.
You stole my joke, but anyways, folks, we are 1 week away from the inauguration of Red 42. I cannot.
All right, Red 42.
I cannot tell you how happy I am and how excited I am. But I'll read a little bit from my press release. You can find it on red42.org. We're going to start next week, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. It'll be hosted by myself and the great Jim Lancia. And Red 42 was one of Jim Lancia's unit number for the Bridgeport Police Department, which included the infamous Father Paddock Village. Now, again, this was a short concept developed by me and Jim to fill the shortage of airtime, because we can talk about Las Vegas for another 5-6 days. So, again, another reason why I'm having to bring out Red 42 for major events like another Charlottesville or another War on Cops or Baltimore, we're going to be able to run it live. I'll forego the hour and run it live.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to work on it. We're going to make a difference. Red 42 coming your way, ladies and gentlemen. It'll start soon. By the way, CNN's now getting mocked because they showed a grenade launcher while they were talking about these bump stocks, and they got caught at it. Did you guys see that? They literally had a grenade launcher on TV, and they were talking about these bump stock devices. And so the Blaze is saying, you want to really see a bump stock? It's nothing like they showed on TV. Again, this is the agenda they're driving of mass hysteria.
Right. That's why Liberty News Radio is expanding and CNN is dying. But anyways, those not interested in talk radio or don't want to hear me and Jim talk or any of the fine people that we're going to bring on board, let me tell you something. Sam and I put together the greatest mumpers in talk radio. Now, I chose the songs, and then Sam put them together and blew my mind. I sent an email to Sam and said, you know, Sam, forget talk radio. We're just going to play some records. Then he says, like, well, how are you going to do that? I said, Sam, never mind. But anyways, it might be one of the worst radio shows in history, but it's some of the best bumper music in the world. We're talking legendary bands, but it's not the tracks you hear in classic rock day in and day out. But anyways, hopefully next week we're going to be on the telephone, but Monday being Columbus Day, I'm going to go buy a laptop and get the rest of equipment up and running. So on the 21st of October, the palatially and tastefully decorated studio in Washington, D.C. will be up and running. But I'm really looking forward to it. Jim's looking forward to it. We've been talking on the phone all week. In fact, I wish I could just record our phone conversations just running on air. Because some of that stuff is just hysterical. Subjects we're going to talk about, you know, you name it, it'll be out there. We talk about Irish versus Italians to Las Vegas to good cops, not so good cops. And also, one good thing, folks, no Frankie Valli.
All right. Hurricane Nate slams.
How about Buck Owens?
Gulf Coast, ladies and gentlemen. Beware for that. No Buck Owens either. Come on now.
Right. Okay. But anyways, folks, check out Red 42. If you can, buy some airtime, sponsor us. Jim does not want to take any handouts, and no siree, or give some money to Sam so we can keep this on air. But again, this wouldn't happen without the generosity of Sam and help of James Edwards. I can't thank you enough. Sam gave us a super cut rate deal. He's working his behind off trying to make this a good show.
All right, there you have it. By the way, they say the shooter had a bunch of explosives, too. They're trying to tie this to they're trying to really promote this domestic terrorist idea, because then they can literally point at you, Scoop, because you're white and you're a domestic terrorist, too. That's what they want to try to push towards.
You're right. Well,
you're the lone wolf.
They'll probably say Red 42 is a domestic terrorist organization, and me and Jim are a terrorist group. But, I mean, that's why I put Sean and Jim on Vegas, because you know they're the experts. But I mean, we all know it stinks, and you know we've been saying for the past 3 hours it stinks. But eventually the truth will come out.
All right, California becomes the first sanctuary state for illegals. Did you guys see that?
No, which one?
California, first quote sanctuary state. Now,
you know I hope they leave the union. You know
I'm not so proud at all.
Right. And then we have, here in Virginia, we have a governor's race. And, of course, the Democrat, he wants to make this a sanctuary state for, you know, let the MS-13 run wild. But on the Republican side, they have some establishment inside the Beltway lobbyists. You know, I call him Loser Ed, because everything he runs for, he loses.
All right. Richard Spencer going back to Charlottesville, they say.
Who cares?
Hey, man.
You know, here's the thing about Richard Spencer. Yes, he's a friend of the show, and you know he's part of the cause. But I mean, what exactly has he done other than promote Richard Spencer? You know, one good thing, he will not be on Red 42.
Well, hey, I'm supporting his right to free speech just like everybody else.
Right. I support, you know, he has the right to say what he wants to say, and hope we get something done. But again, for the past like 10 years, I've watched this guy, and he hasn't, you know, done much of anything but promote Richard Spencer. You know, he was at the CPAC, but instead of going, he went to CPAC and caused a big commotion. I went to CPAC and I had to cause a big commotion because they wouldn't almost let me in, because I told them, I said, listen, I'm with Liberty News Radio. They said, oh, my apologies, Mr. Stanton. Here you go.
All right, any final thoughts,
Sam,
Eddie?
I call them homegrown terrorists. You guys might know this. Anybody that's been in the military in the recent times, I don't know if I would be on the list, but anybody that's been in the military that's gone, especially gone to Iraq, Afghanistan, etc., you, when you go in the military nowadays, you become an instant terrorist suspect. They put you on the terrorist watch list. So I ask my young people, why would anybody want to go in the military and be put on the terrorist watch list? You know, you nailed that, Sam. That's part of the agenda. It's to put all red-blooded American males especially white males, on the terrorist watch list and take our guns.
All right, it's red42.org, right, Scoop?
Yeah, it's red42.org. So if you want to join a terrorist group, listen to us, sponsor us, donate to us before you join the service or before after you join the police department, because eventually you're going to have white male cops pointing the guns at white male veterans.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I asked Jim the last question before he left tonight. I asked Jim Lancia. I said, will the cops and the military turn their guns on the American people when we go to a one world order? He said some will, some won't.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
Well, there you go.
Well.
All right, Red 42 coming up soon, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for it. Red42.org for Sam, Scoop, and Eddie. Have a delightful evening, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall for the fake news of the mainstream press, okay? Final word's yours, Eddie. 10 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we had a dynamite show tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing Red 42 come on myself. Hope I could be on there every now, once in a while, and I owe Scoop a phone call big time. I've not tried to do like James Edwards and totally avoid answering my phone.
All right, well, you can repent for that. That's what this world's all about. Thanks, Scoop. Thanks, Eddie. Have a delightful evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
ThePoliticalCesspool.org.